Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A most pleasant evening, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline. And tonight, we come to you from the Watsco Center as we get ready for University of Miami basketball. Hurricanes are taking on the Orange of Syracuse. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. But for the next 30 minutes, we are going to talk University of Miami baseball. This is a big week. It is opening day, opening night on Friday. It's a Valentine's Day night. So bring your date to the ballpark. Have a great promotion for that. It is opening night, and it's always a very special time when University of Miami baseball gets underway. And joining us is the skipper, University of Miami head coach J.D. Arteaga. J.D., got to be excited. Big week coming up with opening night.
Big week, Joe. Yeah, we're all excited. We're done with beating up on each other and inter squads and stuff like that. So, you know, this past weekend was a good test run with the alumni game, and I guess see some different faces in the batter's box and stuff like that. But we're ready to go, man. We're four days away now, I guess, and excited to get the season going.
Hey, I was going to ask you first about the alumni game and Canes Fest. How did that go? How much fun was it to visit with former players?
That's always fun. It seems, you know, former players, former teammates, you know, and we've added the last couple of years a softball game for some of the older alumni. We still got some, you know, I think Frank Russo, 63, still got a couple of at-bats in the Saturday night's game, which I think he's done. I think he's officially retired from that. But it's always good. It's always see those guys come back and the, you know, the looks on their faces getting back on the field and being on the field with their kids and wives and stuff like that and telling stories. And it's always a good time.
Okay, we have opening night. Before we talk about that and Niagara and everything that comes with opening night, what's it mean to you? It's got to be you've been a player and a coach and now the manager. That's always a special game, right?
I mean, opening night is always special, no matter, you know, little league or high school or college or big leagues or, you know, opening first game of any season is just, it's exciting times. It's the unknown. You're undefeated. You know, everything's great. So, it's just the start to the next chapter of Hurricane baseball, and it's always an exciting time.
Hurricanes this weekend will play Niagara Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Light. Got a great promotion for that one. Then on Saturday, Niagara at 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, Niagara at 12 p.m. So Niagara comes in to open up University of Miami baseball. Who gets the ball for you on Friday? Do you have your rotation set up?
So we got a rotation set up. But, you know, Friday night we're going with Nick Robert. Nick Robert was a sophomore, had a good season for us last year as a freshman, really pitching out of position. You know, we needed him in the back end of the bullpen, but he's more of a starter. He's more of a contact, you know, ground ball guy. He's had a very good fall and spring, and he's, as good of a freshman year as he had, he's very much improved, especially with his breaking ball, secondary stuff. So, you know, big 6'6" right hander throwing the, you know, his fastball sitting 93 to 95 miles an hour now. So, just done a great job really on his own game. And the last recruit of his class, he was the last guy we signed, so he was kind of a late bloomer. But had a fantastic freshman season. It's built on that, and it's much improved here for his sophomore year.
Yeah, Nick, he pitched in 29 games last year, some big games for you. So the moment should not be too big for him.
No, it's not. That's one of the reasons, you know, we went with him. You know, the other guys, we got Griffin Hugues and Brian Walters in the rotation as well. And he's the most experienced one of 29 innings as far as, you know, pitching at the University of Miami and at the Lido and everything that comes with it. So we felt that he deserved the opportunity to be the Friday night guy. And most of all, to the experience that he's had.
Let's talk about Brian Walters for a moment, because you've done a really good job of grooming him. He had the arm injury, and you guys have really taken great care of Brian Walters.
Yeah, you know, he's obviously the younger brother of Andrew Walters, which had a great career for us and broke into the big leagues last year with the Guardians. But he's had a rough go at it. You know, first year with us was his sophomore year after spending 1 year in junior college, and had a, you know, Tommy John surgery, you know, tore his ligament early on in the season. And then last year he had some nerve irritation, and we knew he was going to have a procedure to move the nerve, and it was going to be an 8-week rehab. So we kind of timed it to where he would get a full, you know, throwing program in for the fall, because we knew we wanted to start him. We knew he was going to have to develop a third pitch and a changeup, and get better command of that breaking ball. So, you know, you can get away with that as a reliever, as a starter. You need three pitches, and we knew that's what we wanted to do with him. So, you know, he missed the last portion of the season last year due to that nerve surgery. But, you know, he's a great kid, great makeup, great character, hard worker. And if there's anyone that could fight through these types of injuries, it's him, and he's done a great job of that.
J.D. Arteaga is our guest opening night coming up on Friday. In just a couple of minutes, we have University of Miami basketball, 7 o'clock tip-off, Hurricanes and Syracuse, talking University of Miami baseball here prior to University of Miami basketball. Last week, we touched on Daniel Covey on the show. He's receiving all kinds of preseason recognition. How do you manage his expectations? And with that, you know that he's going to be the guy that's at the top of everybody's scouting report this year.
He is, and you know, we went out and did our best to bring in some hitters to protect him and hit around him where they, you know, they had to pitch to him at some point, right? So we feel that we did that. You know, Max Galvin is a bat he's going to hit behind him in the lineup in the four hole, and you know, had a great summer in the collegiate league this summer, hitting, I think he had like 91 RBIs and hit around 400. So, those are big numbers with wooden bats. So, Dorian Gonzalez is back, and Jake Ogden is another hitter we brought in. So we feel we've brought in enough firepower to surround Danny that they're going to have to pitch him at some point. But he's really starting to swing the bat well, which is exactly what you want to see as you get closer to the season. We don't want to waste all our hits in the fall and early spring. So he's really starting to swing the bat really well, and he's starting to drive the ball to right field, which is kind of his MO. And you know he's going well when he's doing that.
I know defense is important to you. How do you look up the middle this season with this squad?
I'm sorry?
How do you look up the middle this season with this squad? I know defense is always important to you, and really in baseball, right? It goes catcher, shortstop, second baseman, center fielder. How do you look up the middle?
So catching, we got Tanner Smith behind the plate. They transferred from Oregon State, senior. You know, we brought him in as a catch and throw defensive guy, and he's really been swinging the bat very well. Then a shortstop, it's going to be Jake Ogden, a junior transfer from UNC Greensboro. Then Dorian Gonzalez will be at second base, one of our four returning hitters. And at center field is probably going to be a freshman, which everyone's going to know his name very, very short, you know, very quick. And defensively, he's just been outstanding. And Michael Torres. So, that's kind of what it's looking like to start off. But as you know, the lineup is always, it's never the same from the first game of the season to the last one. So But that's just kind of what it's looking like right now.
Yeah, long season that goes by fast. ACC baseball, you know, people talk about baseball in the South, South Asian Conference, plenty of competition, great teams there, big bloated conference. ACC, you add two new teams, Stanford and Cal. This is a very, very good baseball conference.
It's a great conference. You look at, you know, our schedule. I think we have 8 weekends against a top 25 ranked team. So, you know, 7 of those being in the ACC, and then you got Florida ranked number 10. That's in, you know, always the third week of our season. So, you know, it's always a challenge. But that's kind of what you want. You got to, you know, beat the best to be the best, and to get to where we want to be, we're gonna have to beat those types of teams. So, you know, and this year's another thing is a little different. We normally play our fourth week of the season starts ACC play, and we'll play 10 weekends in 11 weeks. And we have our, I guess, like the week 12 is usually our bye week. Well, we open up with 4 weekends that are non-conference, and then we have 10 straight weekends straight through, no bye week. So essentially our bye week is week 1 of ACC play. So things are a little different. But it's again, we try to play the best competition you can, and that's how you get better, and we'll know right away where we stand.
Yeah, I want to get to that in 1 minute. But before I forget, I've been, I think the commissioner listened to me, JD. I think I've been championing this for a long time. I really never liked the format of the ACC baseball tournament, and they have tinkered with that format, and they've used, I don't know, probably 3 different formats over the last 15 to 20 years, and now they've settled on one that I'm all in on. Probably the coaches might not be, but now not everybody's going to get there, but it's going to be one and done. You show up, you play. If you win, you move on to 4 teams get a double bye, so 4 teams go to the quarterfinals. But really, this becomes elimination baseball, one and done at the ACC baseball tournament.
Yeah, it's one and done. You know, you can't save your pitching for anybody. And the format, the old format that we had for a number of years there, we had the pool play. You know, it seemed like there's too many games that were just not important, right? You lose your first game, you're out of it, but you're still forced to play one more game for no reason. You know, it's just we didn't see any reason to do that anymore. So, yeah, all 6 teams get in now. And like you said, the top 4 get a double bye. So you got to win. If you're top 4 seed, you got to win 3 games to win the tournament. If you're the bottom 4, you got to win 5 games. So it's still the regular season matters. So the better you do in the regular season, the better your odds are, the better your chances are coming into the tournament.
Yeah, it's just like the basketball tournament. And if you get hot, you can get all the way through. If you finish in the top 4, you get the double bye. And I kind of like this. And so we'll see how that works out. Plus, I think from a attendance standpoint, there were too many games on a Friday or a Saturday, as you mentioned, that were meaningless. Now you can set it up so that there is a whatever it might be, semifinal Friday, championship Saturday, or whatever it is. At least the fans know that the games they're attending, they mean something.
Absolutely. That's always a challenge when you got, you know, 2 teams that are not from, you know, it's the state of North Carolina, and you're playing in Charlotte or in Durham. You know, attendance is it's an issue, right? It's it all depends on how well, you know, fans travel. So, on top of that, you throw a meaningless game, and there's not much reason to go to those games. And it was not a very good atmosphere.
All right, and then quickly, a couple of your big non-conference games on the road at Florida, and then you mentioned a non-conference series earlier this season. That's going to be UConn. So you're talking about 2 teams that have had great postseason success.
Yeah, obviously Florida's in the World Series last year, and they've had a lot of success for a while now. And UConn was a super regional team a year ago. So, you know, the landscape of college baseball has changed so much. You know, the mid-majors, there's so much talent out there. And now it's only going to get better, I think, with the limit on roster sizes to 34. You know, there's still good players out there. They got to play somewhere.
Yeah.
So you can see a lot of good players playing in some programs that are not, you know, known names in the baseball world, but they're going to be good. And you know, UConn's one of those teams last year, and they didn't surprise anybody. They were good from the start and all the way through the end to the super regionals.
All right, all the magic of the light starts on Friday night, 7 o'clock. Hurricanes in action. J. Roe Keach on the PA. We'll have the concession stands going, the milkshakes, the Josie, by the way, I might throw in there. So all the great things about Mark Lightseed and Alex Rodriguez Park, all the great things that we've experienced through the years. We kick it off again on Friday night, 7 o'clock against Niagara. And J.D., the best of luck this season.
Thank you so much, Jones. Looking forward to seeing you at the park.
All right, that's J.D. Arteaga. We'll continue on the show right after this. All right, it's another holiday. It's Valentine's Day, Friday night. So if you want to make a big splash, I mean a big splash on Valentine's Day, how about a trip in to Williamson Cadillac? You want to add luxury to your Valentine's Day? No better place to do it than Williamson Cadillac. Stop by. See Jermaine Chambers. He'll hook you up. Of course, Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol. And one of the reasons Williamson Cadillac has been so great through the years, over 50 years, is because they are more than a dealership. They are our friends and neighbors. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience, because they have guys like Jermaine Chambers working there, or Jeff Rogers, or you need anything done, Reggie. Those guys, they know what to do. They know all about customer service. And if you are in the market for a Cadillac, they've got them all. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6. I'm driving the XT4. And of course, the new all-electric Lyriq, all right now at Williamson Cadillac. They are coming in every single day. Williamson Cadillac is located on US 1, just south of the Palmetto. You can go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and scope things out. And then go visit Ed Williamson and his lovely wife, Carol. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.